The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the DVM Production Empire. That's how you know it's good.
You're listening to the DVM Production Empire.
DVMPE.
Now celebrating 10 years on the air, online, and in your ears.
My God, has it been that long?
Join the millions of subscribers and be a part of the Empire today at www.dvmpe.com.
Hey, true believers, welcome to Freak of the Week. This week we actually have a special episode that we recorded live in Chicago, Illinois. I know, Chicago, Illinois, for the Chicago Podcasters Unite event that was sponsored by C2E2. So the first half of our episode tonight is that special episode. The second half, if you believe it, I went to C2E2 again. This time, I did it by myself. I know, it's crazy, but I did. And so the second half of tonight's episode is interviews with people that I talked to on the floor at C2E2. But first, the Chicago Podcasters Unite episode. Are you already busting my balls, Elizabeth? Is that what's going on?
That is what I do.
Look, you know I've been working on stuff and trying to get better, and now you're giving me a hard time.
The fact that you are in public right now is definitely encouraging.
Yeah, we should probably actually introduce the show.
You're the host. I'm just here to make sure you don't go off the deep end.
Fair enough. Hey, True Believers, this is David Hickney. This is Freak of the Week. We are here live in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, that is a city in America. We did not take the RV.
I wanted to take the RV instead of riding in the trunk.
I know, but I gave you snacks. You were fine. Gave you a bucket. It was good.
Yeah, the bucket was a little small.
You shouldn't have drank a gallon of water.
Hydration is important, Elizabeth. We know that. Look, we're here in Chicago because it seems like an obscene number of our callers call from Illinois.
They really, really do, in really obscure towns in Illinois that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Like Phoenix, Illinois.
I've heard of Phoenix, Illinois.
Illinois?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it burns down to the ground every other year. Why are you stopping?
Really?
Anyway, we're here to talk about something instead of, you know, just talk about ourselves.
Okay.
So we have, Elizabeth, this is a
yes.
First. We have two experts this week.
Two experts.
Don't do the air quotes.
Excellent.
Don't do the air quotes.
Well, I can do them because there are people to see me doing them. Usually I have to just tell everyone that I'm doing air quotes.
Well, yeah. Usually I have to, you know, tell people not to look up my face, but I have a mask on because people can see me.
It's a beautiful, weird mask.
It's
but
pixelated.
You made it yourself.
Yeah.
It's not made out of any type of feces, so I'm gonna call that a win.
You love bringing up the poops.
Because it's fucking weird.
Okay. We're not going to have any callers because it's a live show, so they don't have a phone hookup for us. But we do have two experts. Hey, would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Absolutely. I'm Dolores Thump, and I'm very
Thump.
Excited to be here.
Hi, Dolores. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thump.
My last name is redacted, but
nice.
My name is Bastion.
Nice.
Bastion. Nice. That's a unique name. I like it.
Yeah. I also like...
Is it Gaelic in origin?
Ooh.
My parents moved around, so I don't know. I didn't know my mother well, so I can't really speak to her origins.
That's fair. But his name's redacted. Isn't that awesome, Elizabeth? He's hiding from the government.
Like, okay. Your last name is actually not accessible, or your last name is pronounced redacted?
Oh, good question.
I've chosen to remain anonymous due to several issues regarding my past.
Oh.
Bastion and I have been working together for over 2 decades. I still have no idea who this man is.
That's amazing. If I could hide my identity from everyone, I would. I mean, obviously, my twin knows who I am, so I can't, like, hide from her.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Oh, you're being mean again. So what are you guys here to talk to us about this week? I'm really excited about this. I want to know if I'm going to believe in this thing or not.
Well, luckily for you, David, you don't have to worry about belief. We're here to talk about geography.
Ooh.
Something that should inspire and interest all Americans.
Geography, something that's actually based in fact. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
behind that.
You believe in geography.
I do, in fact, believe in geography, yes.
Geography is very real, I can assure you.
Awesome. Good. All right, so is there a specific place we're going to talk about, or...?
It's a place that, you know, you can't really get there by, you know, roads or planes or trains or automobiles or anything from the John Candy, Steve Martin film, but...
Okay.
You can get there...
So it's like Alaska?
You can get to Alaska by plane.
I believe also
you
by
say
trains.
And not so much trains. It depends
Maybe
on the parts
boat?
Of Alaska.
You can get there by a boat.
He didn't specify boats.
Oh, yeah. Or you could ride a polar bear. You could ride a polar bear to Alaska. They don't like it, but you could do it.
Continue,
this
Bastion.
Was
sorry.
A place that I found myself in due to the power of reading.
Ooh. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely, and books will show us the light that will bring us to this location that we are so very fond of.
I don't like to use the name. My experiences with it have been traumatic, but with the help of my associate, I've been trying to recover.
Okay. So if we want to keep it a secret, that's fine. We don't have to say the name if we don't want to. But maybe you could tell us a little bit about the place.
Also, the last time I tried to name it, the Disney Corporation tried to sue me.
Luckily, they couldn't track him down because of the lack of last name.
Redacted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, corporations are all bastards. That's the truth. Never trust a corporation. Never.
So, I just want to specify, you're throwing me for a loop a little bit. Every other episode has been about a specific... non-existent creature.
You think that, non-existent.
Scientifically proven non-existent creature that you all believe in. This is about a place that we're talking about, so this is a little bit different than what we normally do.
Absolutely, Elizabeth. It's about the most real place that you could ever imagine.
Ooh.
The most real place. Mm-hmm.
There it is. The most real.
There's more real than real?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we've been studying for 2 decades now. Something more real than real is what you believe to be real.
Ah, I like it. I like it a lot. All right, so what is it, like, could you maybe describe the topography of this place?
It varies from region to region, but what I most have familiarity with is are the swamplands that are known to attract depressed horses and swallow them whole.
Well, that sounds awful.
Depressed horses.
You don't think emotions could affect creatures?
I absolutely believe that animal life is capable of emotions, but I just want to, like, actual equine horses? This isn't some metaphoric thing that we're talking about?
No, this was just a real horse that I watched die.
He watched a horse die, Elizabeth. Don't make light of that.
You didn't try to intervene in any way?
Here's what's complicated is when I say watch, I also mean read.
Oh.
But I was doing both simultaneously, kind of.
Reading and watching.
It started as reading, and I became a voyeur into this land that was similar to Earth, but had creatures that were upsetting and Henson-like.
Wait, you're a voyeur?
Not, that is one thing I've been charged with, but that is not necessarily how I describe myself in human terms.
Okay, I guess.
When I read Watch the Horse Dying, I thought, well, this is dark and depressing.
Sure.
And I myself felt the sadness of the swamp.
It was just a sad swamp.
It's a swamp of sadness, David.
Oh,
it's
so
quite
like,
different.
Does it make you feel sad?
The sadness lives within you as much as it lives in the swamp.
So it magnifies my sadness.
Yeah.
Is this just a metaphor for depression?
Like, absolutely not. This
you know
is a
I have a
place.
PhD in psychology.
They already said the horse was depressed.
The horse must have been very sad because he was very susceptible to the swamp's rain.
To the are we speaking of a metaphorical swamp or an actual swamp?
No, this is both a metaphor and real, like everything in this land.
It's a duality.
The horse sank into the sadness at about one hand per minute.
That's how you measure horse height.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Why do you know that, David?
I know stuff. I almost have a doctorate. You know, I'm 90% through my PhD.
Yeah, and then you quit.
Yeah, because yeah. I got married and I was going to start a family. We don't have to go over this again.
Mm. Okay, so you watched a horse die.
We red-watched a horse die.
Red-watched.
My apologies. You red-watched a horse die, and then what?
Probably mourned it.
No, there's a lot of mourning.
Quite a bit of mourning, yes.
Then we witnessed a turtle that was very old but had snot issues.
Yeah,
An old, snotty turtle.
To be clear, the turtle had allergies. That is what explains the snot that came out of the turtle.
And again, these allergies are not metaphorical unless they are.
Was it a turtle or like a tortoise? Because I think generally tortoises live longer than turtles, don't they?
Tortoises do live longer than turtles, and they are land animals as opposed to turtles that are aquatic.
It's a swamp, so it's both. Mm-hmm. So is it a turtle-oise?
Well, let me ask you a question. What are you picturing in your head? Because that is what it is.
I generally see when I hear the word turtle, I still picture a tortoise. So I almost always picture a tortoise, even if it's a turtle.
Then we've arrived at our answer.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I'm liking this so far, Elizabeth. I'm starting to lean towards that this is a real thing.
I'm still not positive that reptiles have mucus glands, but okay.
None that you know of. How often have you checked a reptile for mucus glands?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
Twice. But, you know, science many more times than that.
Okay, so you can speak for all of science.
Remember the bearded dragon that you had that you thought was a real dragon and you threw off the roof and killed?
Oh, God. Why
you gotta talk about Santa Claus like that?
Bastion, are you all right?
I'm having flashbacks. They said bearded dragon.
Bastion?
Was there a bearded dragon in this place?
Oh, boy.
I don't know if you've ever heard of a luck dragon, but...
Luck dragon.
Oh,
okay.
It was lucky for us up until it wasn't. And I think that explains it.
I mean, there's such a thing as bad luck. Is that what happened?
No, this was a dragon. This was a luck dragon, specifically.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. A dragon made of luck? Or just named luck?
That was unclear to me. I at first believed it was a half dog, half dragon, which horrified the very notion of which horrified me.
That does sound scary.
And what he did to those children was not right.
Whoa.
See, now this is where Bastion and I do disagree. It happens from time to time in a long career together.
Okay.
I do believe that the dragon tormenting children was the right move.
Wait, the dragon tormented children?
Very small children, yes.
Caused them intense fear, threatened to eat them, may have caused the death of one.
Well, that just sounds like it's a dick.
Oh, no. It's a luck dragon.
I mean, it can't be a dick if it's a luck dragon?
Not in this case, David. I believe, as I said, that the behavior was warranted under certain circumstances, but I suppose that's where science and opinions differ.
Right. Well, I've seen Elizabeth yell at kids before. It happens.
As someone with a PhD in psychology, sometimes you just need to yell at kids. Just saying.
So is that what it was? Like the kids just really needed a good scare?
Mm-hmm. I believe so. I believe these children deserve to fear for their life.
Some kids are assholes.
That's true. That is true.
They're undeniably assholes. I cannot.
It's their parents' fault, really.
It's like our nephew Luke. That kid's a little shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He stole my mask.
He did.
And he markered on it. I didn't like it. I was very mad. I almost hit him.
Don't hit kids.
I said almost.
Kids are assholes, but you can't hit them.
Well, Luke's an asshole.
It's a weird conundrum that way.
Yeah.
The dragon did not care. The dragon hit the children.
The dragon hit the children.
To be clear, no contact was made between the dragon and the children.
The luck dog
The luck dragon.
Dragon.
Luck dog dragon.
Thing.
Okay.
Luck dog dragon.
Mm-hmm. Luck
that
dog
you
dragon.
Red saw.
Red saw.
We red saw it.
Totally makes sense to me.
All of this sounds extremely familiar to me, and I'm wondering if...
Oh, have you been there? Have you seen this place?
Technically, yes.
Ooh.
I think.
Elizabeth. Are you actually confirming something that's on this show?
I am confirming that there is a book and a movie with a lot of these things, and you've somehow transferred them into something that you think is reality.
If it's a nonfiction documentary.
It's not a nonfiction documentary because Billy Crystal was in it.
I guarantee Billy Crystal is real.
Also,
I'm
who
very
is,
sorry to
who
say.
Who is Billy
that's
Crystal?
That's fair. That's
I'm
the,
very
that
sorry
is
to
the
tell you.
Realest statement that has ever been uttered on this show. Billy Crystal is, in fact, real.
I don't know who this is.
Well, that's because he was in movies after 1964.
Well, why are we talking about him then?
But not many before.
Because he's actually real, unlike most of the other things on this show. I apologize. What, Bastion?
He was not in many movies after 1994. I just wanted to specify.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen
it. But didn't he host the Oscars like 15 times after 1994?
He did, and one time did blackface, which was as upsetting as the Luck Dragon.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. That's a bad choice. It's a bad call. All right, so we've got... So Billy Crystal lives in this place, apparently, this guy.
He's an actor playing a character.
So you say... And there's a dragon dog luck thing. There's a dead horse in a swamp, a turtle, or a tortoise, maybe. What else we got?
So I hate to take it down this road, but I do think we should talk politics for just one moment.
Okay.
Great.
The Empress. The beautiful, beautiful, overly made up 11-year-old Empress.
Overly made up?
She had a lot of makeup for like a beauty pageant in the South.
She's one of the many, many over-sexualized children that are prevalent today, that it's something very dangerous to our society?
Your word's not mine, but I don't deny it.
To be clear, we try not to judge too much. We're merely outsiders. We don't live there. We're not part of that culture.
Right.
We mostly look to inspect it rather than to judge it.
That makes sense. I'm not sure what to do with this information about this little girl empress. I mean, little girls generally don't bother me unless they're, you know, shitty kids. But at the same time, I'm not a fan of totalitarianism. So I don't know what to think here.
I mean, this child is very totalitarian. She is willing to let all of her people die if she doesn't get a name. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's weird. Wait, she has no name?
No, she's the young empress.
Like, a given name or like an Instagram handle? Like, what kind of name is she looking for?
You see, the kind of name is irrelevant, almost. It's almost as if... When it's said, you won't be able to really hear it or comprehend it, but that's not the point. The point is that she has asked for her name and she has been given one.
She has been given one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she has a name. What's the name?
That is redacted.
Mm-hmm. Jeez, well, that's kind of pointless then.
No, coming on a podcast was an odd choice for me, given that I hate talking about my life.
That's fair. I don't like people knowing where I'm at, but I told them I'm in Chicago for today, which is why we're getting in a car and we're driving as fast as we can out of here as soon as we're done.
And try not to run over anyone wearing green while we do it.
Oh, yeah, it's St. Paddy's Day weekend here, too, which is just crazy. So we got an empress. It's a little girl that has no name but does have a name. We've got the luck dragon, dog. We got a dead horse in a swamp.
Luck dog dragon.
Luck dog dragon. We got the tortoise, maybe turtle, in a swamp. That's sad.
And has allergies.
And has allergies.
I can't stress that enough.
Yeah, it's because it's not
very important.
And Billy Crystal. Okay. I'm starting to build a picture in my head here. Yeah. What else?
Well, imagine an archway made of women's torsos and heads.
Okay.
Are you picturing yourself there now?
I'm picturing something.
Oh, that makes it real. Whenever Ooh. You picture something, that becomes real.
Absolutely.
And because we're describing it into microphones, it going into people's minds, now that's real for them too.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I like it. So this is a cool archway. Yeah.
Absolutely. However, you probably won't survive standing beneath it.
Oh, shit. Why wouldn't you say that first?
Well, I didn't tell you to
go
into the archway.
I pictured myself under the archway.
Oh, you're dead.
Oh,
you're
that's unfortunate.
They Cyclops-ized you.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
You Cyclops, the X-Men, you're familiar?
Oh, from the comics, yeah.
Yeah.
I've read the comics, yeah.
They have optic blasts, is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's sucky. That sounds really sucky. Mm-hmm. I don't want to die from a blast.
Well, I have good news, again.
Okay.
David, the only thing you have to really do is know your worth. Do you know your worth, David? Let's explore this.
That is the deepest psychological question that has ever been asked on this podcast.
Elizabeth, I'm going to have to ask you because you're my legal guardian.
I am your legal guardian because you cannot guard yourself.
What's my worth?
I mean,
you're my guard. You should know what my worth is so I could know.
Monetary worth or like your human worth?
I don't know. Whatever the archway needs to know for me to know, whatever.
The human woman torso archway.
Yeah, that thing. The one that sounds kind of sexy and scary.
Well, I mean, to me, you're worth letting you live in my basement so I don't have to pay $3,700 a month to put you in an institution.
Right.
So
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I have a woman head and torso, so I guess.
Yeah, but you're my sister.
Your worth is $3,700 a month.
Okay.
Or less.
So now I know. $3,700 a month or less. Is that enough?
It's not bad.
No. Oh, good. Yes. Awesome. Good. So I can go through the archway.
I don't know if you'll make it through the archway, David. I will say Elizabeth would definitely make it through the archway.
Well, thank you, Deb.
She's pretty tough and she's got 3 PhDs, so it makes sense.
I do.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to wrap it up here in a little bit. So any other things we need to know about this place that you can't tell us the name of?
Sad stone monsters.
Sad stone monsters?
I forgot to mention it. Pretty much everything you meet is either laughing or sad in this place.
Sounds kind of bipolar.
It does, actually.
Yeah.
Well, you see, David, people need this place most when they're feeling the most extreme emotions of their life. That's when they rely on this place that Bastion and I love so much. So
okay.
Like
much of what's there is one extreme or another.
If your mother has died and your father is hilariously 80s-wise cold.
Wait, which mother dies?
Any mother.
Any mother. Like,
We have two.
Oh, you have two?
We have two moms and a dad.
The one that you like best? Uh-huh. Dead parents are preferable. It's well known.
Mom Vicky, maybe?
Yeah. Lauren's a little annoying sometimes. So yeah, I'd say Mom Vicky.
Vicky, definitely Vicky.
Yeah, Mom Vicky. Yeah. Oh, Mom Vicky being dead sounds terrible. Makes me want to drown in a swamp.
Don't give him any ideas.
I have plenty of ideas on my own, Elizabeth. I am a grown ass man.
Ish.
Don't ish me. I have a wife.
That left you.
She was taken by the mole people. Let's remember that.
She left you, David.
By force from the mole people.
By choice from her
The Mole People's Choice.
David. Mole People's Choice would have to be my favorite award show of the season.
Wait, they have an award show?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they couldn't find a host for that one either.
Award shows are going down, but the Mole People Award Show is going up. Mole People's Choice.
Sheila might have been on that show. Why didn't you show it to me?
Because it was on public access, and you're not allowed to watch public access.
Why? They have great ideas on that.
You've joined 12 churches because of public access.
You gotta believe in something at some point, Elizabeth.
You believe in everything.
That's why I'm deciding.
Except science.
I'm trying to decide if I believe in this or not. There's sad rock monsters. There aren't
right,
any
David,
mole people, are there?
I mean...
No. There's snails, but no mole people.
Sad snails. Okay. I see. Hmm. I gotta decide here. What do you think?
What? I get an opinion? And
you're
what
always
you
supposed
think?
To have an opinion. You haven't really... You've been kind of sarcastic, but you haven't really said if it's real or not.
David, literally nothing that's ever happened on the show has been real.
I disagree.
I am aware, and that is why I am your legal guardian.
That's why you're the...
Because you can't make decisions.
Well, no, that's why you're the counterpoint on the show. You're my legal guardian because of a lot of other stuff. You can't nod. We have microphones. You have to talk.
People are watching us, so I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
This isn't real. This is a great childhood fantasy story. I feel like that I've read, watched myself.
Okay. I noticed you said fantasy, like you think it's fake.
Yes, it's definitely fake.
Okay. So you think it's fake?
Yes.
Even though there
I
was a real
no
person.
I think no horses were harmed in the making of this book movie.
They said a horse died. They read and saw it. Okay, I gotta decide. All right, this is the moment of the show where I decide if it's real or fake. Horse dying sounds real. There was a guy named Billy Crystal that was there. That sounds real. Sad rock monsters, iffy. I'm not sure if it's a turtle or a tortoise. That could be turtle fake, tortoise real. There was the torsos. You know what? I like torsos. It's real. This is a real place.
It's a real book and movie.
What movie? You keep saying that. What's it called?
I feel like this story is just never ending, and if we don't wrap it up soon, people are going to get bored.
All right, I'm going to start watching movies at some point, I think, because
after 1964.
Yeah, because everybody gets mad about it. So yeah, we're going to wrap
because
it up.
Because it's ridiculous. It is. Some people have, like, cute little quirks. Yours are insane.
Just because I'm clinically insane doesn't mean the things I say are insane. Anyway, True Believers, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you to our guests. They've been fantastic. We are Freak of the Week. We're part of Memoriam Development and the DVMPE. Thank you so much.
All right, Kay, so, like, I really should start watching movies after 1965. Apparently, this was something that Elizabeth is like, yeah, it was totally a movie for kids. I don't know. We'll see. So we're going to move on to C2E2 itself. Like I said, I walked on the floor. I met some people. I met some things. I saw lots of things. I shared a bunch of stuff to... my Instagram. I have an Instagram now, True Believers. It's Freak Week 1. I shared a bunch of videos. There were some, like, robot things that were really cool. And there was also, like, a robot with a god piece. Check that out on there. One interview that I did not make it. Unfortunately, Jimmy's audio recorder that I stole from him ran out of memory right in the middle of an interview. And I didn't see it because I don't know about this shit. And so half that interview was lost and it's just weird without it. So I didn't put it in. But I did want to thank that person. Her name was Blue. She was very kind. She was cosplaying, as they say, which means they're wearing a disguise. And she talked about a cosplay she had the day before as Carmen Sandiego, who is some sort of figure, that's a thief. So that's interesting. But Blue was very nice. She told me about how she sees auras and energies. She said she could see the color of my aura, but would not tell me what color it was. It was a very interesting conversation, and I wish I had been able to get it all the way on tape. But nonetheless, here are the rest of the interviews.
Hey, the True Believers. This is David Hickney, and I'm here with...
T-Rex.
T-Rex, you are an actual Tyrannosaurus Rex, is that right?
That's the theory.
So it's a theory, so it's not proven yet?
No.
So if you aren't a T-Rex, then what are you?
I am a human dressed as a T-Rex, dressed as a human.
Ah, a human dressed as a T-Rex. That's a really good disguise. Are you hiding from somebody?
Yes, my T-Rex cousin.
You have a T-Rex cousin that you're hiding from?
Yes.
Does your T-Rex cousin know that you're a human inside of a T-Rex inside of a human?
No. It is the long game.
Oh, smart. So is your cousin a real T-Rex?
He, in fact, is a real T-Rex. Or I'm so led to believe that he's a real T-Rex.
Wow, that's deep. That's deep. So what's your end goal with this?
Well, he wants me to be an herbivore, and I told him that I cannot digest plant material. I need meat. He refuses to believe that. He's been living for 65 million years. I'm only 64 million. Who knows?
You are supposed to listen to your elders, though.
I am. I try to, but sometimes he comes up with such whack-a-maney theories and ideas, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, I know some people that do whack-a-mani theories. I totally get that. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview. It's really appreciated.
Thank you very much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you. Hey, everyone. It's David Hickney, and I'm here with...
Yadi.
And Yadi, we are here at C2E2, right?
Yes, we are.
So what are you doing here at C2E2?
Just chilling, looking at all the cool peoples out there.
There are some very interesting people out here. A lot of... I thought I'd be standing out being in disguise like I am, but there are a lot of people in disguise.
Oh, yeah, everybody's in disguise. Even when you're not in disguise, you're in disguise. You know what I mean?
Wow, that's really deep. That's like, when you're not in disguise, you're still in disguise. Oh, I'm going to have to share that with my sister. That's great. So you're in disguise right now, right?
Yes.
What are you disguised as?
I'm Mario.
Mario. Who's Mario?
Mario Super Mario, or you could call me Maria because I'm the female version.
Okay, so Maria. Awesome. That's really cool. So Freak of the Week, like I told you before we started the interview, is about different creatures and phenomena that are out there. Is there anything that you believe in that a lot of people don't?
I believe in ghosts.
You believe in ghosts? Okay, any kind of specific ghosts or just ghosts in general?
Just ghosts in general.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
I felt one and I smelled one and I lost my fiancé just over a year ago. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
What does a ghost smell like?
Like cologne.
I can see that. Trying to mask the ghost smell with cologne. I can totally see that. Awesome. Well, thank you so much and enjoy the rest of your C2E2.
Thank you. You too.
Same podcast?
I am on his podcast sometimes, but okay. That's not...
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never met you before in my life. Hey there, True Believers. This is David Hickney, and I'm here with...
Tom.
Tom. Hey, Tom. How's it going? You're here at C2E2,
yes.
Right? What are you doing here at C2E2?
Just enjoying. I got a free pass from Buffy Trivia, and I like comic books, so I
just had to come by. What is Buffy Trivia?
There was a bar that did just Buffy the Vampire Slayer trivia, and my team won.
There's a person named Buffy that kills vampires?
Yes, there is. She's the Slayer, the one girl in all the world.
There's only one person that can kill vampires?
There was only one, but then she died, and then there was some CPR, and then there was two. And then, now there's like 1,000 or so.
So you just gotta keep pretending to kill them so you can have more?
No, they ended up going with magic to have more. So yes,
smart.
That's how it worked the first time.
That's smart. Okay, so obviously there are a lot of people... Well, I think most of our people are here in disguise. I was a little surprised because I'm in disguise, so people don't recognize me. But a lot of disguises out there. Is there a favorite disguise you saw?
Oh, I saw a really good Silk. Just, you know, Spider-Man.
Okay.
The Silk character.
Yeah.
She was great.
Cool.
Lots of cool Doctor Who's.
Doctor what?
The Doctor from Doctor Who.
People are coming as doctors?
Yep.
They don't have a medical license.
Or anything.
Okay, they can actually save me?
there's lots of people who will save you.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So the show is about unexplained phenomena and creatures and stuff. Is there a creature that you believe in?
Not really anymore. I used to believe in Bigfoot.
Yeah, you don't believe in him anymore?
No.
Why not?
I guess no real reason.
I mean, I saw him recently on TV selling jerky, so I'm thinking he's real.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Yeah, you might want to reassess your assessment there.
Jerky's definitely real, so I guess that means Bigfoot must be real.
Jerky's good stuff. Yeah. Bigfoot likes jerky. Means Bigfoot's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me.
No problem, yeah. Have a good day.
Thanks. Hey, True Believers, it's David Hickney. I'm at C2E2, and I'm with...
Rick.
Hey, Rick, how's it going? What are you doing here at C2E2?
We're actually here with the Toys for Us podcast.
The Toys R Us podcast?
Toys for Us.
Toys for Us podcast.
Toys for Us.
Oh, like past tense. I'm sorry. It's a noisy place.
It is a noisy place. Yes.
So what's this Toys for Us podcast?
So we are the only toy history podcast.
Okay.
There's toy podcasts, but it's mostly like... Here's the new Funko Pop.
Right.
Which I think is just a fad.
Well, yeah, I don't even know what that is.
Funko Pops, they're like the big bobbleheads that don't actually bobble.
What's the point of bobblehead if it doesn't bobble?
Exactly.
That's just stupid.
Funko Pops are this generation's Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies. Is that like babies that you stuff beans into?
Essentially.
Okay, that's cool. So you talk about history of toys. So like when toys go to war?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the biggest toy war that you can think of?
So basically, the Slinky came out of World War II.
No shit?
Yeah. And the funny part about the guy who made the Slinky is he was batshit crazy.
I mean, most people are batshit crazy, I think, but that's interesting.
He, him and his wife had 6 kids.
That's a small number.
He left his wife and left her 7 figures in debt. Because he donated all of their money to an evangelical cult.
Cults are bad, True Believers.
And moved to Bolivia with that cult.
Oh, Bolivia. I hear it's quite nice there.
Not for him. He died 2 years later.
Yeah, it kind of sucks to be him then. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So my show's about, you know, different creatures and mysterious phenomena that are out there. Is there anything that you believe in that a lot of people don't?
I feel like it'd be foolish to think that there is no Bigfoot.
Right? I was just talking to someone else about that. I saw Bigfoot on TV, I said. He's selling jerky.
Yes.
Exactly.
And don't touch his jerky, because you're just going to get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, he will knock the fuck out of you. Yeah, that is the truth. Yeah. I'm glad you agree. Anything else?
Mothman.
Mothman. Tell me more about Mothman.
Bro, you never heard of Mothman?
I have. I just want you to tell me more about it.
Mothman is just an entity that... Already, A, freaks me out by its nature because I fucking hate moths.
Right, they're just creeps.
They're so bad.
Yeah.
If you get a moth in your house,
right,
fuck that.
And then it eats your clothes? What a dick.
Seriously, insult to injury.
Yeah,
now I'm in your house and I'm going to destroy your shit.
Yeah, so this is a man that also eats your clothes? Is that what it is?
It's pretty... I'm not one to kink shame, but you know what? Don't eat my fucking clothes.
Yeah, don't eat my clothes. That's really douchey, especially without consent.
Seriously. If you would ask, then sure, you have to find an old sweater, but...
Right, or
you can't just come in and do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta get permission.
But to be fair, he is a redneck because he's from Virginia.
Okay.
Right?
I mean, I heard Virginia's for lovers, though.
I thought that was Ohio.
I don't know what Ohio is.
A cesspool.
Oh, good to know. How to avoid Ohio tribulations.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing the show. I appreciate
it. Not a problem. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. All right, True Believers, I'm here at C2E2, and I'm with...
Alex.
And Michael.
Alex and Michael. Hi, guys. Well, what are you doing here at C2E2?
Right now, we're just checking out all the cool art, all the artwork, all the nice cosplay.
Cosplay, that's what the people call the disguises, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wear a mask so people don't know who I am. I think that it's smart that a lot of people are wearing disguises here.
Yeah, definitely.
I think a lot of it is probably who they really are, though.
You think they're showing their outs, their inside on the outside?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I should have worn my Power Ranger outfit or something.
What's a Power Ranger?
You don't know what a Power Ranger is?
I don't know. What's a Power Ranger?
The greatest superhero in the world.
Better than Superman?
Yeah.
They got
Zords. Come on.
Zords? What's a Zord?
It's a giant robot.
Like a Voltron?
Sort
of. Like a ripoff of Voltron?
Definitely like a ripoff of Voltron.
Oh, that's too bad. I really liked Voltron. That was a good show. They had the lions that they ran around in like lions, and then they turned into a big old guy with a sword. Hell yeah.
I will say they're not as cool as Mobile Suit Gundam, though.
What the hell is that?
It's just like Voltron.
Really?
But more awesome.
Why is everybody gonna rip off Voltron?
They took it, Voltron made it better.
Was the
first, what do you mean?
Dude.
Okay, so what's your favorite disguise that you've seen at the show?
I just saw this Wonder Woman. It was pretty Wonder Woman-ish. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that sounds like she was like really strong looking and like had the lasso of truth and all that.
Oh, she definitely did.
Yes.
Nice. Nice. All right, so my show is about creatures and phenomena that not everyone believes in. Is there something you believe in that a lot of people don't?
I saw a leprechaun.
You saw, like, you really saw a leprechaun?
Yeah, I saw a leprechaun in the woods.
What happened?
I was doing some training down south.
Training for what?
In the army for a while.
Oh, well, thank you for your service.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And we were doing some recon in the woods, and it was really late at night. There were probably, like, three of us. And one of the guys on the squad, he kind of went out, and he went down into some behind some trees and some bushes and shit, and you just hear some screaming. So we all run over there, and it's this little fucking imp, and he's like greenish with like these yellow eyes, dude, and he just screams at the top of his lungs, dude. And we all just kind of freak out, and we're just standing there, and then he runs off into some fucking bushes.
Oh my god.
I haven't had anything like that happen.
No, you never met a screaming leprechaun in the bushes?
No.
I've heard some people like to meet the leprechauns in the bushes and
this
scream.
This happened down in Columbus, Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia.
I think that's like something you see on Pornhub. What are you talking about?
I don't know what that is. I look. Wait, what's Pornhub?
Oh, you know what that is.
No. Please tell me, what's Pornhub? Is that on the internet? I don't do
it's
the internet.
It's a place of dreams.
Place of dreams. I'm going to have to ask Jimmy, my proxy,
anything
about that.
Anything you want. Yes. Anything you want, you find it on Pornhub.
Interesting. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for telling that story about the leprechaun. That's amazing. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Hey there, True Believers. This is David Hickney, and I'm here with...
Jeff Connolly, owner of Rad Raptor Comics.
Rad Raptor Comics. Awesome. So you sell comic books, then?
I do, to a lot of people. It's fun. Right here, I'm excited. The Pink Ranger's here. I'm excited about meeting her.
What's a Pink Ranger?
It's someone who used to be on Felicity. That's usually, mostly what I'm here for.
Felicity. Oh, that was a TV show, wasn't it?
It was. I guess she did this Pink Ranger thing earlier, but I'm a Felicity head. Follow our crazy forums. It's on BBC servers, I think.
BBC. Okay, I've heard of BBC.
Yeah.
So you sell comic books. Do you have a booth here at the con?
I don't have a booth here. I'm coming here to get stuff for my various customers. And like I said, try to get my Felicity fan fiction made into film, basically.
Oh, so you've written a script?
It's in my head. It's more of a... I've got rough notes. I'm sure she'll be cool with like a quick like 60, 80 minute pitch.
Yeah, I mean, sounds normal. I always pitch stuff to people all the time. Usually takes me a little bit longer than 60, 80 minutes, so I get that. Cool. So is your store like near here?
Yeah, it's in Adrian, Michigan. We sell a lot of stuff online. We do a cool podcast called Rad Raptor Radio.
Rad Raptor Radio.
Yeah. I talk about what comic books came out this, and a lot of food. We talk about mostly food, honestly.
Really? Well, like what kind of food?
Mostly fat. We're all like fat kids. We eat a lot of fast food.
You don't look that fat to me.
Well, it's this con. I've had to walk like all over the place. My legs are dying right now.
They look like they're normal legs. I hope they're not going to die. That'd be weird. Like if your legs died and the rest of you didn't, that'd be messed up.
If I just like flopped around the con for the rest of the time?
Yeah, that'd be very, very difficult.
That might affect my Felicity pitch
a little bit. Yeah, she might be like, yeah, I can't talk to a person with dead legs. That's weird.
Well, that might help. Like, maybe that is, like, some sort of, like, affirmative action. Like, let's produce this Felicity thing, because with the dead legs.
Like a pity thing.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that's my move for bedroom stuff, so I might as well do it for Felicity stuff, too.
My wife, she was taken by the mole people, so she's not around, but she told me, like, before me, she did that a lot of bedroom stuff out of pity. Like, before me. She said, it's not me, just, like, her previous partners.
Yeah, and that's a mood. Like, that moves, it works.
Right, yeah, I guess, yeah, if you need to use that, yeah, I don't, obviously, I'm I'm a man. I'm an all man, so I don't have to worry about that. But I get it.
Oh yeah, the picturesque masculinity.
Right. I'm just super, super tough guy, rough and tumble. Yeah. So the show is about different creatures and phenomena that are not as well believed in as some other things. Are there any strange creatures or phenomena that you believe in that others don't?
Totally. I believe in things like a small business making it here in America today with one dude hustling.
Yeah, corporations suck.
Yeah, I think that's a thing that I can possibly make. I still believe in dreams.
Okay.
You know,
I've had those.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, whatever. I can be a dude selling comics and make it work. And it turns out, mostly does, but, you know, has fun times.
Awesome. Those are, like, really, like, thoughtful beliefs. Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
What's your favorite belief?
So I found out that last week I believe in Baldwin, the god of trombone. So I think that's my favorite one right now.
And he's my favorite Baldwin brother, so.
Oh, there are brothers?
Yeah.
There are more Baldwins, guys. We gotta find all the other Baldwins, true believers. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, man. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Hey, true believers, this is David Hickney, and I'm here with...
Jairo Salcedo.
Hi there, how's it going?
It's pretty good.
So we're here at C2E2. What are you? What's your goal here at C2E2 this year?
Probably to get a photo op with Goku and Vegeta.
Who are Goku and Vegeta?
Sean Chamel and Christopher Sabin.
Okay, so you just gave me more names. I'm still confused.
those are two voice actors who voiced two main... protagonists of Dragon Ball Z, Goku and Vegeta.
So was that a TV show?
Yes.
Okay, so voice actors. I don't understand people that... I think it would be weird and hard to act. I don't know, it seems weird to me.
This is sort of, but it's more like voice exercise and voice workout, where you train your voice to go high, low, up, side, to the
high,
right.
High, you just low, right. I don't know, I can't do it. That's weird. How do you do it? Can you do it?
No, I'm not a voice actor, but I just have an appreciation for it.
Okay, so you're here to meet those guys?
Yes.
That's cool. So do you just like a big fan of the show or a fan of their work in general or what?
I really like their work. Mostly I was introduced to the show that they were in through my friends because of a series on YouTube. Then I was able to get... I saw an iconic scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to look up where that iconic scene is from, and I got into the show, and I've never looked back since.
Cool. And you said the show is Dragon Ball
Z.
Dragon Ball Z. So, is it about Dragon Balls?
Yes. So there's seven balls.
Wait, dragons have seven balls?
No.
I'm confused.
These are materials. Seven golden...
Oh, they're not testicles.
No.
Oh, I apologize. I thought when you said Dragon Balls, I was like, okay, Dragon Balls. My bad. So what? They're. You said golden?
Yes, they're golden circle balls. Each one has a star for representing what number they are.
Okay.
So the one star ball, two star ball, five star ball, and whoever collects all the balls together can summon a dragon and ask for a wish.
Any wish?
Yes, anything.
So, like, if I wanted to wish that, like, I was, like, 3 inches taller, I could do that?
Yes.
I need to find these Dragon Balls, guys.
Honestly.
They really exist, right?
I wish they did.
Oh, so you don't think they're real?
Not really.
What if I had some Dragon Balls on me? Would that make you believe me?
I would think about what my next wish would be.
Well, you're going to steal the balls from me?
That's how it works in the show.
I don't know if I can trust you anymore. So this show is about strange creatures and phenomena that
yes.
Not everyone believes in. Is there something you believe in that other people don't?
I believe in this one mythical creature that has nothing to do with Dragon Ball, but I really love this creature. It's called the Mind Flayer.
Mind Flayer.
Yeah. It's mostly shown up in fantasy works.
Okay.
More evidently in like Stranger Things.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of that.
They use fantasy creature names from D&D to describe the monsters they're going to face.
Right.
And I think that is genius.
So what is the My Flyer itself? What is it like?
It is like a ghostly psychic creature that can read minds and knows future events.
Holy shit, that sounds scary.
It is scary.
Like, that could, like, if you had one, like, that could be useful. But, like, if you, if it was, like, against you, that could be really messed up.
Yes.
Wow. Wow, I gotta find me a My Flyer before somebody else does. Maybe the mole people better not have a My Flyer or I'm gonna be in trouble. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for
no
doing
problem.
This.
No problem. This is so exciting.
Awesome. Thanks. Hey, True Believers, this is David Hickney, and I'm here with...
Saffron.
Saffron. Hi, Saffron. So what brings you to C2E2?
Just wanted to walk around, check out this universe's culture.
This universe? Oh. Does that mean you're from a different universe?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Can you tell us about your universe?
In my universe, the Chinese have definitely taken over a lot of the market. So the two major languages are English and Mandarin.
Okay. English and Mandarin. Oh, that's very interesting. I mean, the Chinese are starting to take over a lot of the markets here in this universe as well, so that's very interesting. So can you tell me any more, like, what's your universe like just in general?
Well, we may have destroyed Earth a little bit.
No.
Yes.
How?
Just... using too many of the resources. So we started exploring different planets. And
oh, that's kind of cool.
It is. We've populated many planets and many cultures. We've gone really more back to simpler times, even though we have spaceships.
So kind of off the grid, but in space.
Yes.
That kind of sounds awesome. Great. So what do you do in your universe?
I might be a little bit of a thief.
A thief?
Yes.
You haven't taken anything from me, have you?
No.
Okay, because that would suck.
Mostly I like to trick men and marry them and take their belongings and money.
So more of a con artist?
A little.
Okay. Well, I'm married, so I guess I don't have to worry about that then.
Possibly not.
Oh, good. Possibly? I mean, I have a wife. How am I going to marry you?
I mean, your wife doesn't have to be around for very long.
Are you threatening the life of my wife?
No, of course not.
Kind of sounded like that.
No, never.
Okay. I'm sure there are, you know, in your universe, better guys you can con out of stuff anyway.
Well, there is Malcolm Reynolds.
Malcolm Reynolds?
Yes.
Who's he?
He is the captain of a ship called Firefly.
That's a nice name, Firefly. That's a good name for a ship.
Well, it's a very shitty ship.
Wow, that seems kind of mean.
I mean, if you would see it, it's not a good ship.
Okay, so it's not like the lollipop.
No.
Okay, fair enough. So why have your attention focused on this guy?
Mal, he is a...
short for Malcolm, they call him Mal?
Yes.
Okay.
He is a renegade and he does different jobs for lots of money, so he just has so much cash on him.
Lots of, like, liquid assets.
Yes, and a very high bounty as well.
He's got a bounty on his head?
Yes, he does.
Sounds kind of like a cool dude.
A little.
So why do you want to rob him then?
Well, I did marry him and he doesn't want to be married to me.
I mean, did he find out that you're a con artist?
Not yet.
So why didn't he want to marry you?
Apparently he just doesn't want a wife.
Fair enough. Not everyone does.
That is true.
Well, that's really cool. So the ship, is it like... I'm curious about the ship. You said it's called Firefly.
Yes.
Is it like dusty or shiny or anything? Like, what? Could you describe it?
It is very dusty, very rusty.
Dusty, rusty.
Yes.
Okay. Very cool. So, one thing that I mean, I've been talking to you about another universe, so that's one thing already, but one thing that I've been asking everybody, because my show's about unexplainable creatures and phenomena that some people don't believe in, is there anything that you believe in that a lot of other people don't?
The Jersey Devil.
The Jersey Devil. Explain the Jersey Devil to me.
So the Jersey Devil is a creature from New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
not many people believe in him.
Okay.
He's similar to the Loch Ness Monster, but
right.
I believe more goat-like.
So a goat in a goat in a lake?
Goat in a swamp.
Goat in a swamp, okay.
Yes.
Very cool. So I don't know if you know this, but we had an episode about Nutso, which is the Loch Ness Monster's younger brother that lives in Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah. You should definitely learn about that if you're into the Jersey Devil or the Loch Ness Monster.
I will do so.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Start by asking us a question then.
Right. Hey there, True Believers. This is David Hickney. I'm here with...
My name is Ben.
Sarah?
Ben and Sarah, and we are here at C2E2. Ben and Sarah, what's your big goal for C2E2 this year?
Just to experience what a con is like and see some cosplay.
To get recruited.
Recruited?
Yeah, recruited.
By?
Now, not exactly Starfleet, but that's sort of the code. This isn't going to be public, is it?
I mean, it's going on a podcast.
What's your average listener base?
I don't know, probably like 5.
Okay, I've got nothing to worry about.
Okay.
So, there's recruiters here at the con. Oh. They want to send people into space.
Oh, Ben.
Space people?
I don't know, let's just say recruiters. I can say no more, I can neither confirm nor deny who specifically they're with, but...
Is it the Space Force?
Space Force.
Oh my god, why didn't... Why didn't I put those add two and two together? Shit. It's for sinister purposes. We have to tell the people.
True believers, listen. I did not know until just this moment that Space Force recruiters were here at C2E2. This is shocking news.
Think about it. Sci-fi fans, people think, you have to go through NASA and go through all this training to become an astronaut.
Right.
And it makes us regular schlubs who aren't so good at math, not so good at science, thinking... it'll never happen to us. We'll never get to go into space.
Right. This is amazing. And it's so weird because I was just talking to someone from another universe where we are in space and Earth is gone. And it was, weird because she was, talking about this, crummy old ship. But, this is, could be the future for us with this whole Space Force thing.
If you don't mind my asking, what's your theory on why we're living in a... simulated reality, not really Earth as we know it.
Oh, I'm glad you asked me that. So here's the reason we're in a simulated reality. What actually has happened is that the Earth has been infested with cockroaches from another planet.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Did you know that?
There's all sorts of existential philosophies out there. We could all be existing in a dog's dream.
Oh my god. Tell me more about that.
Depends on if you're an objectivist or if you're a moral relativist or what your ideology is and your philosophy on the existence of physical realities.
Don't you understand, sir? That's how they want you to think.
Sure.
Wait, they as in...
I think we all know at this point who they are. And for the listeners, I just said they in quote motion with my fingers.
Well, technically speaking, everything that we believe is fact is based upon an assumption, especially by, David Hume. So if you trace every fact back, and at the heart of that fact, that's based on an assumption, we can't really know anything. Therefore, there are no facts, there are no certainties, and every existence, every physical sensation is just a theory. We don't really know what reality is.
Whoa. That just blew my mind. My sister's always telling me I'm making assumptions, and I guess she was right, but I guess also when she says she believes in facts, she's wrong. So she's right and wrong at the same time. That's amazing.
It's just that the concept of logic and math and facts do trace back to some basic fundamental assumptions about the universe. So you have to have a belief in the concept of a physical reality.
So if I don't believe in a physical reality, there's no physical reality?
True, but you could test that theory, walk out in front of a bus, and see if you get hit by the existential bus.
I feel like Elizabeth would tell me not to do that.
Don't you understand? That's how you exit the simulation.
Oh, getting hit by a bus?
Now?
What's the Matrix?
Don't be ridiculous. We're talking real life here.
Yeah. I don't know what The Matrix is anyway, but yeah, we're talking real life, right?
It was a movie that came out in 1999, starred Keanu Reeves, Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, I haven't seen a movie that came out after 1965, other than Encino Man.
Oh, not to change the subject, but that is like, there's, you know, you have the Mona Lisa, you have
right.
Inception.
The Parthenon,
uh-huh.
And then you have Encino Man.
Okay, right.
It's a clue.
It's a clue.
Oh. Brendan Fraser's character wakes up hundreds of thousands of years into the future.
Right.
He knows what it was like before. Before the simulation.
Oh, pre-sim.
Four times.
Pre-history.
Pre-history. That's why it's called Prehistoric Times. Ooh.
This is amazing. You guys have gotten me so much to think about. I really appreciate that. You have one more thing?
Well, going back to the recruiters here at C2E2.
Right,
those
guys.
They want to recruit people and send you into space.
Yeah.
Not too much different than the last Starfighter. And, oh, God. There's my psychiatrist. They found out I escaped from the from the hospital.
You're in a hospital. Okay. See you. Thank you.
There you are.
I was looking for you. It's time to go back now. No, Dr. Nguyen. You know who you're working with. Now, Ben, have you been polluting anyone else with your crazy conspiracy theories? You know where I keep the knives, Dr. Nguyen. Used to, Ben. Used to. We took those away from you, remember? We take a deep breath and count to 10. Okay, fine. 1, 2, 3. What's that over there?
He just ran away.
Yes, so what this is exhibiting is perhaps a dissociative identity disorder. Or just someone who likes to, clown around.
Okay, yeah, I was a little
mostly
confused.
The ladder.
So you obviously couldn't see it, but he was going back and forth from one side of the microphone to the other.
I'm a novice improv person. That was, I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to be entertaining.
No, I was entertained.
What,
I just,
five listeners you had probably going to go down to 4 or 3.
That's okay. I mean, as long as somebody's listening and getting the truth out there.
My apologies.
Oh, no, it's fine. There is truth out there. Yes. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila? Right. Next you're going to tell me that I'm an actor too. Come on. The experts were played by Jamie Custer and Deb Parks? What in the wild, wild west is going on here? I don't know who these people are, but they obviously are liars. I would also like to take a moment to thank the Chicago Podcasters Unite event and C2E2 for letting us record. Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen, artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas and David Vox Mullen. Ha! Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production distributed by the DVMPE. Evkaristoye, yeah.
Memoriam Development.